朋友，你在收听的是活在耶稣里网站提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是李秀全牧师。愿神的话语滋润你的心田，使你能更好地认识神和认识自己，并坚定地信靠神。
但是在那段时间里面，上帝在我身上却有另外一个计划。
Yet in that very moment, God has a different plan in me.
借助一个姊妹对我有这样的一个影响和带领。
Through a sister, I was influenced by her.
让我从一个挂名的基督徒变成一个真实有名有实的一个真信徒。
And I was turned from a nominal Christian into a true Christian.
信仰对我来讲不再是生活的点缀。
The faith is no longer to be just a decoration of my life.
信仰已经成为我生活的重心和全部。
Faith becomes the true substance of my life.
信仰不是一个可有可无的东西。
Faith is no longer something you could have or not to have.
信仰已经成为我生命不可或缺的东西。
Faith becomes my true life substance.
信仰不是说我有需要的时候来到他面前，没有需要的时候我就把它丢到一边。
Faith is not something when I need it, I will come to use it. When I don't need it, I throw it out.
以前有个老船员。
There was an old sailor.
他有一次碰到一个他生平从来没有遇到过的大风浪。
And he was encountering the biggest storm he ever encountered.
他非常害怕，因为他觉得这船可能会出事情。
He was very scared of overturning.
他忍不住，他就回到他的房间，就跪下来祷告。
So he couldn't help but returning to his room and pray.
他说：“神啊，求你拯救我。”
He said, "God, help me and save me."
求你原谅我，多年来我一直没有到你面前来。
Please forgive me for not coming to you for years.
但是今天这个风浪太危险，太大了。
The storm is so dangerous.
求你现在拯救我脱离苦海。
Please save me out of this danger.
当他要结束祷告的时候，
as he was finishing up his prayer,
他加了一句话。
He added one more sentence.
他说：“神啊，我答应你。”
He said, "Lord, I promise you."
当你带我经过这一个危险之后，
once you have brought me through this danger,
我以后不会再来麻烦你。
I will not going to come back to trouble you anymore.
这是什么信仰呢？
What kind of faith is this?
这是拐杖式的信仰。
Oh, this is the crutches type of faith.
今天我们需要拐杖的时候，我们来到神的面前。
The day that you need it, you come to the Lord.
神借助这一位我在教会里面认识的一位小姐妹。
The Lord, through this sister, little sister, I get to know in the church.
让我在整个信仰的事上有一个重新的整合。
So I have a complete.Revival into my faith.
他，我刚才讲，他有一对非常爱主的父母。
I just mentioned that she had a parents that truly loved the Lord.
尤其他的母亲
，especially her mother.
每天清晨起来读圣经。
Each morning she got up and read the Bible.
他读圣经还要记笔记。
Not only just read the Bible, but also taking notes.
我知道他记下来的笔记已经成堆了，在他的房间里面。
And her notes are really in terms of piling up.
每天晚上要花一两个小时为许多的事情祷告。
Each evening she would pray for hours.
昨天我才知道一件事情。
And until yesterday, I learned to kind of learn one thing.
师母说她昨天讲的，她母亲都不知道。
And what she said, even her mother didn't know.
她每天晚上，当她的母亲祷告完去睡觉的时候
，Each evening after her mother finished praying and went to sleep,
师母就到她母亲。祷告过的祷告殿在客厅里面，跪在同样的祷告殿，在那里祷告。
After her mother's praying, Mrs. Lee would come to kneel on the same prayer mat her mother used and continuing her prayer.
那个祷告殿没有什么魔术性。
There is no special magic for a mat.
但是我们知道，那个祷告殿对她的母亲、对李师母来讲，实在是一个圣地。
But to Mrs. Lee and her mother, that prayer mat is like a holy land.
她在那个祷告殿为我祷告。
She prayed on that mat for me.
在我大一升大二的时候
，When I was moving from freshman to sophomore year,
教会说你今天比较 恐慌大一的暑假是最轻松的，所以我们教会要办第一届的夏令会，请你做筹备会的主席。
Our church came to me and said that you're moving from freshman to sophomore year. You had some time, so I want you to lead the summer retreat program.
我在那一次的夏令会里面，我遇到了主，蒙恩得救，成为重生的基督徒。
I came to know the Lord in that very summer retreat.
1958年8月7号早上11:30，我打开我的心门，在主的面前接受他。
1958, August 7th, 11 o'clock in the morning, my heart opened up and I accepted the Lord.
那次聚会，师母没有参加。
And that meeting, Mrs. Lee was not there.
因为那个时候她正在忙着考大学。
Because she was busy in preparing for the college entrance exam.
但是在那一次的聚会，我的改变，我知道她在背后迫切的为我献上祷告。
I knew in that very transformation.That she was behind it and praying for me.
弟兄姊妹，我相信我们都有我们所爱的人。
Dear brothers and sisters, we all know that there are ones we love.
你关心他。
You care for him.
你爱他。
You love them.
但是你怎么关心，你怎么爱他呢？
But how do you express your care and the love?
你体贴他。
You care for them.
你跟他谈话。
You talk to them.
你跟他做朋友。
You be their friend.
你知道他的心意，照着他的心意来表现。
And you know what they wanted, and you express agreement with them.
但是最大最大的关心，最重要最关键性的那个爱，为他祷告。
But the most pivotal point is to pray for them.
弟兄姊妹，你师母在那段时间迫切地为我祷告。
At that very moment, Mrs. Lee prayed for me earnestly.
把我带来一个生命极大的扭转。
That became a turning point of my life.
我今天终于做了外交官，我要谢谢她的祷告。
Today I become a diplomat, and I want to thank her.
保罗说他是基督的使者 ，the ambassador for Christ. 今天我成为传道人，我知道主并没有改变我在他面前的心愿。
And Paul said himself to be the ambassador for Christ. So I am also a diplomat for the Lord.
我的得救。和我的奉献是发生在同一个时候。
And my truly knowing come to know the Lord and my dedication of myself to the Lord came at the same moment.
在过去这30-40年的时间里面，主借着师母一直在灵性上给我有许许多多的帮助。
Through the last 30-40 years that the Mrs. Lee had been my constant help in my spiritual growth.
弟兄姊妹，我们。有没有从来为着神为我们预备配偶的这样的一个对象感谢过主
？Have we ever thanked the Lord for the Lord has given us our spouse？
第二个对我在生命里面有影响
，The second person who is influential to my life，
寇世远监督
，is Bishop Cole 寇世远。
他1993年6月29号回天家
，June 29th a year ago。And he was received by the Lord.
当我蒙恩以后
after I received the grace of the Lord,
我非常非常渴慕主的话
I was very earnest of His word.
那个时候，台湾在我读大学的时候，台湾有两个很出名的传道人帮助教会
And there were two very famous preachers in Taiwan at that point.Helping churches.
在南部是一个姓刘的，北部是一个姓寇的。
In the southern part of Taiwan is a preacher named Liu, and in the northern part of Taiwan is Bishop Cole.
所以那个时候大家很出名的说“南刘北寇”，就是指这两个人。北边是寇世远，台湾南部是刘东坤弟兄。
And they were each very famous in the areas they were active.
所以我是刘寇的影响出来的学生。一个姓刘，一个姓寇。但是寇世远弟兄在他查经，在他讲道，在他对圣经的这一个供应，对我刚刚蒙恩的时候有个极大的帮助。
He was my tremendous help in teaching me, in supplying me with spiritual equipment.
我刚才提到师母跟我在大学的时候，我们后来认识以后谈恋爱。
And yes, Mrs. Lee and get to know each other, and we fell in love.
我们。那个时候做朋友的时候，从来没有上过咖啡馆去约会。
Nia and I had never had gone to a coffee shop.
我们从来没有去上过舞厅去跳舞或者参加什么 party.
We never went to a party or a dancing occasion.
很多人说李牧师你不会跳舞，我不相信。
Many wouldn't believe that you, I couldn't dance.
那你不相信就不相信，反正你也改不了这个事实。
It's a fact.
那么我们也从来没有一起去看过电影。
We never got to see movies together.
因为那个时候的在台湾的教会呢，好基督徒是不看电影的。
At that point in time, in the church's view was the good Christians should not go to watch movies.
那么我们的约会，什么叫约会呢？我们就约好了一起去聚会，叫约会。
Our dates were going to the fellowship meetings.
所以在我们两个人交往的就是在大学两三年的时间，我们一同如影随形的跟着寇监督接受他查经的教导。
So for 2 to 3 years in our college life, we went together to receive the teachings from Bishop Cole.
那个时候我们两个人听查经记下来的笔记本也有好几十本。
And our notes, the notes we took as we listened to him,were piled up.
虽然那个时候刚刚信主，没有机会读神学院，但是神却借着寇世远弟兄给我们许许多多根基的一个帮助。
Even though we were in college, we couldn't go to a seminary, but Bishop Cole provided the foundation for us.
当我在主的面前蒙恩得救以后，我一个非常如饥如渴在神面前追求读圣经的心。
And after I was saved, I have this very earnest heart. I want toLearn more about the Bible.
那么另外一个因素呢
？Another factor was.
因为我在大学的时候，主给我许许多多侍奉他的机会。
The Lord had provided many opportunities for me to serve Him.
有一次，我跟戴牧师在那里谈起今天大学生在美国的这些大学生的基督徒。
And one time I had an opportunity to discuss with Reverend Taylor about the college Christians here in the United States.
那比起那个时候我在大学念书的时候侍奉主的机会，那简直是差太多了。
They very much lack of the same opportunities I had when I was in college.
当我在整理的时候，我发现我在大学参与的侍奉有好多好多不同的种类。
And I discovered that how many different kinds of people that I was able to deal with.
我非常有负担，向着当时许多太保那些问题少年，向他们去关心他们。
And I was able to care those.Juvenile delinquents or hoodlums at those days.
我在大三的时候，有整整一年，每一个礼拜四中午到台北的监狱里面去传福音。
And I had a chance to go to the prisons to talk to the prisoners.
我有两年的暑假到山地去传福音。
For 2 years, I was able to go to the Aboriginal tribes up in the mountains.
有两年的寒假，冬天的时候到美浓到客家村客家庄去传福音。
I was able to go to the farms, to the rural areas to preach.
在大四的时候，每一个月有两个礼拜天到新庄的麻风病院去传福音。
I was able also to work in the hospitals, especially for the leprosy hospitals.
我在大四快毕业的时候，我有机会跟天运诗班他们那个团体，我在他们的这个机构里面有一段的时间做广播工作的学习。
And I was also able to work with the broadcasting companies.
在我自己的教会。
In my own church,
台北会幕堂
in Taipei,
我们台北会幕堂的主任牧师在我大三的时候就鼓励我在讲台上有操练。
When I was a junior in college, the Tabernacle Church, my home church in Taiwan, encouraged me to stand on the pulpit.
弟兄姊妹，当这些侍奉的需要摆在我们面前的时候，我们心里面就自然有一个渴慕神的话，因为我们侍奉需要主的话去供应。
Yes, indeed, when those opportunities present themselves to draw me into services, there's also an urgent need for me to learn more about Jesus.
真正蒙恩得救，使我渴慕主的话，有机会多多的侍奉，也使我更爱慕主的话。
And able to serve Him.Leads me into a more earnest need or desire to learn His words.
弟兄姊妹，在半年我们就要去做宣教士。
It will be only 6 more months or so, and my wife and I will embark on the road of missionary.
这半年的时间，我相信主会给我很多很多的机会，检讨过去这些年的侍奉，也展望将来我们要走的路。
I will have the time to look back in my past and use that to help me.Plan into our future.
当我回想过去这十几年在这边侍奉
，As I recall for the last 17 years of working here,
弟兄姊妹，我心里面原谅我， 从心里面说有一个很大的不满意。
Pardon me for saying so. For the last 17 years, there's one thing that I was not satisfied.
我觉得我们教会弟兄姊妹有爱主的心，也热心侍奉，但是我们对主的话的爱慕太少。
Perhaps many of you serve earnestly, but our longing for the Lord's word was lacking.
有的时候我会看看一些弟兄姊妹，当讲台上说请我们找看哈巴谷书的时候，圣经要从第一页的这一个目录来开始看。
Sometimes when I mentioned about a book like Habakkuk from the minors, and some would have to look into the table of contents before they could find.
但是我看看那个人是做了多年基督徒的基督弟兄。
That person sometimes has been a Christian for years.
感谢主，主借助寇世远监督给我有这一方面打好根基。
I thank the Lord through Bishop Cole, I was able to build up a firm foundation.
第三个在我生命里面有影响的是谁？
The third person who is influential to my life is
他的岳父岳母在我们中间。
His parents-in-law are here today.
就是张明哲，我们叫他张伯伯。
It's Uncle 张明哲。
他是台大化工系的教授。
He was a professor in the chemical engineering department in National Taiwan University.
他曾经当过清华大学的校长。
He was one time the president of Tsinghua University.
他是台湾国科会主任委员。
He was also the chief executive officer of the equivalent of National Science Foundation of this country.
他也是我们于培新弟兄的干爸爸。
He's also the godfather of Brother 于培新。
最重要的，他是我侍奉了14年校园福音团契执行委员会的主席。
He's also the chief executive officer of the campus evangelical fellowship.Which I worked for 13 years.
当我1963年加入校园团契的时候
，1963 when I joined the Campus Evangelical Fellowship.
那时候我很年轻，只有23岁。
I was only 23 years old.
刚刚出来侍奉主。
Just began my service.
神就借着张伯伯对我有耳提面命的带领。
And through Uncle Zhang, and he was leading me every which way.
这一辈子我不会忘记。他在我们进入校园团契的时候，给我们定规下来的所谓工人的道路。
And I could never forget that he set up the rules to how to become a faithful steward.
他提到三件事情。
He mentioned three things:
生命、生活与侍奉。
He mentioned about life, your living, and your service.
一直到今天。我站在这里，我觉得他这三样东西对我有极深极大的影响。
Even up to today, as I stand up here, I can still feel the impact of his teaching.
不管我的侍奉怎么样，我在主的面前常常想到这句话的时候，想到生活见证的重要。
No matter how my work has been, I often been reminded of the importance of living testimony.
弟兄姊妹，这十几年来，大家知道我心里面的负担是。
As you all know, that my biggest burden in this church is the word became flesh.
今天我们看见许多人在礼拜堂里面是一个样子，出了礼拜堂又是另外一个样子。
Many of you leading the two different set of lives, like in the church and out of church.
今天我们站在台上是一个样子，下了台又是另外一个人。
And you look in one way as you stand on the pulpit.And you look differently as you leave the church.
弟兄姊妹，这不是圣经的启示，这不是神喜欢的事情。
This is not the way that God loves.
我们今天在这里如何？求主让我们把这里的见证能够带到我们生活工作的岗位。
How we are here in the church should be our living testimony to bring back our everyday life.
看重生活的见证。
And to emphasize the testimony through your life.
而且张明哲教授。常常提醒我们，生活要先于侍奉。
And very often, Uncle Zhang reminded us that your life, your living testimony is ahead of your church service.
如果你今天在生活上不能为主见证
，If you cannot be a testimony for the Lord in your life,
张伯伯常常非常严厉地提醒我们，你们不要在教会里面去摸教会的工作。
If you cannot be a good testimony and do not touch the service in the church,
因为这不只是影响你个人
，Not only this would influence you,
影响到整个教会。 对外的见证。
And this also affects the whole testimony of a church.
曾经有人进到礼拜堂里面来。
And often someone would come to a church.
突然发现原来我的老板在这个教会里面。
And suddenly realized my boss is also in this church.
他坐在那里听他的老板讲道。
He sat there and listened to his boss to preach.
听了一半他就走了。
And halfway through he left.
因为他没有办法感受得到这个站在台上讲道的老板就是他礼拜一到礼拜五在办公室所天天见面的老板
Because he could never make the connect of those person who is now preaching is also the everyday person he sees in the office
所以在这里我们常常 我想到张伯伯的话我心里面非常非常受提醒
So I was tremendously reminded of by his teaching
所以每一次当我要站到这个台上来讲道的时候
So each time when I have to stand on this pulpit
弟兄姊妹我是战战兢兢求主赦免用宝血洗净我过去的罪
I earnestly pray to the Lord to cover my sins
因为我如果生活没有见证我没有资格站在这个讲台上
Because if I do not have the living testimony I'm not qualified or worthy
我在教会里面侍奉主我出去的生活就要有配合
If I serve the Lord here in the church, my everyday living should match with it.
看重生活的见证
emphasize the living testimony.
生活先于侍奉
And you have the testimony before you serve.
第三，灵命是一切的根基
And the spiritual life is the foundation of all.
这是张伯伯给我几十年来在我生命里面带来的影响
This is the influence Uncle Zhang brought to me for years.
李师母给我带来灵里的起步。
Yes, Mrs. Lee gave me the starting point of my spiritual life.
后续元弟兄给我圣经的装备。
Bishop Cole equipped me with Bible knowledge.
张明哲教授给我侍奉的学习。
And Uncle Zhang teach me and how to serve.
第四个对我的影响。
The fourth influential person
是艾德里牧师 David Adley.
Is Reverend Dave Adley.
今年五月十一号回天家。
It was received by the Lord this year, May 11th.
我一九五八年认识他。
I came to know him in 1958.
三十六年前，主借着他进到我的生命里面。
Through the Lord, 36 years ago, he came to my life.
一九六三年我在学生工作开始侍奉的时候，他成为我的同工。
1963, when I began my work.He became my co-worker.
1968年我们到新加坡门徒训练中心去读书的时候我们成为他第一届的学生
1968, when Mrs. Lee and I went to Discipleship Training Center, we became the first student.
他给我的影响是什么
What is the influence I received from him?
我想这个见证有不少弟兄姊妹听过
Perhaps some of you heard this testimony before.
1986年当使者开他们的拆船聚会的时候
1986 when Ambassador for Christ had their mission conference
他是那次聚会的讲员我也是那次聚会的讲员
Both he and I were the speakers for the conference
我们几天都没有机会好好的坐下来谈话见面最后他约我一起吃早饭
For days we did not have the opportunity to talk to each other and the very last dayHe invited us to go to breakfast.
我记得我们两个人谈话。
And he and I had a conversation.
突然有一个老姊妹在背后拍拍我的肩膀。
Suddenly, an elderly sister came and knocked on my shoulder.
她说：“李牧师，可不可以把艾牧师借我几分钟
？”He said, Pastor Lee, can I borrow Reverend Adley from you just for a few minutes?
后来艾牧师就跟他谈话。
So they went ahead and had their conversation.
我也在那边吃早饭。
And I had my breakfast.
我的耳朵就听见他们的对话。
I could actually hear their conversation.
那个老姐妹，我相信她那个时候是流着眼泪告诉艾牧师。
And the sister with her tears was telling Reverend Adley.
她说我参加了这一个礼拜的聚会。
And she said for this a week of conference.
这里有那么多的传道人。
There are so many preachers here.
她说我发现你最像耶稣。
I found that you is most like Jesus.
你知道我坐在那里，我心里面很复杂。
As I sat there, my mind was really troubled.
怎么没有人跟我说这样的话呢
？How come no one came to tell me the same?
怎么没有人告诉我说，李牧师，我看你看了十七年半，我越看你越像耶稣。
No one would have come to me and said, for 17 years, Pastor Lee, you look most like Jesus.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目。我是玛丽姐妹，欢迎你给我们来信，分享收听后的感想。也欢迎你在我们活在耶稣里福音网站收听和收看其他的节目。愿神的话语祝福你的新生命。